This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of the 99 Names with yours truly, Bilal Khan and Ammar al-Shukri.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Planet Earth. Yes, planet Earth and any other visitors that might be tuning in.
Indeed.
This will probably be the last time we record in this location.
Inshallah ta'ala, we'll be moving location soon, but we are jumping right into the next name, and we hope you've been following on YouTube.
Or Facebook.
Live.
Whatever, inshallah ta'ala. So, our name for today, inshallah ta'ala, is Al-Khabir.
Okay. And that means?
Al-Khabir is the one who knows.
The one who knows.
And we're
different from Al-Ali.
Yeah, we're going to get to the differences. So Al-Khabir is mentioned in 45 different places in the Quran. So it's a prevalent name.
I might have asked this before, but what's the significance of a name being mentioned many, many, many times?
It's just that Allah Azza wa Jalla is directing your attention to the name again and again and again. Right? We discussed this when we mentioned Al-Alim. And we said that Al-Alim is the name that, you know, other than if you're not counting Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, beginning of each surah and everything, it's the name that's mentioned the most in the Quran.
Okay.
Right? So we mentioned the story of one of our teachers, a sheikh, who said that he was discussing with a priest or might have been a pastor who had read the Quran from cover to cover. And so he asked him, so what did you think? And he said, the thing that stuck out to me the most was just how much Allah knows.
Okay.
Right? And so this concept of Allah Azza wa Jalla knowing, and you know, that may not exist necessarily in Christianity, you know, how much Allah knows and how much He is aware.
I just realized, and speaking of knowing things, Ammar and I are actually matching today.
MashaAllah. I mean, hopefully you can tell through the color. Bilal might change the coloration of the video to make it seem like we're matching more than we are. But I'm wearing blue and he's wearing purple.
So what are you talking about? This is not purple.
It's purple.
No, dude, this is like, okay, maybe
you're going to change the contrast. You're going to play around so that it both looks like we're wearing the exact same shade and I'm crazy. But I'm wearing blue and he's wearing purple.
Okay. I'm going to have to pull out the GoPro just just so we can demonstrate that it's not that case. But anyway.
Yeah, but we are matching in style. And the more videos we do, the more Bilal starts to look and dress like me. So that is a plus. There is no other benefit to these videos. It is that Bilal is starting to dress more and more like mine.
It's not intentional, guys. Right. I just ran out of black undershirts.
Allahu Akbar. Okay. So
don't worry. Tomorrow
when,
I'll be back.
When Bilal starts wearing a kufi on his head, that's when it's time to shut it down. He starts wearing a white kufi. All right. So the name Al-Khabir is mentioned in 45 different places in the Quran, like I mentioned, and it's lots of different places. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and He is Al-Latif Al-Khabir in Surah Al-An'am. The story at the beginning of Surah At-Tahrim, where the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, basically one of his... You know,
what is At-Tahrim?
At-Tahrim, Surah At-Tahrim.
So okay. Surah. Tahrim is it about Tahara?
No, Tahrim means to declare something haram upon you.
Okay.
And so what had happened was that there was a, you know, some tension that happened during the or some of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Oh, the honey story.
Him, yes, exactly. Okay. The honey story. They didn't like the scent of his breath or his scent.
Yeah.
When allegedly. He drank honey, allegedly.
Yeah.
And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam declared it haram upon himself.
Okay.
And so it became known as Surah At-Tahrim. Because Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told his wife, he said, you're either going to tell me or Al-Latif Al-Khabir is going to tell me. Allah Azza wa Jal Al-Khabir, right? Okay. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam,
so this had to do with the fact that he was given certain information, but it wasn't the whole truth.
It wasn't the whole truth. And here gives us, it's a perfect example of what tells us why is Al-Khabir here mentioned in the context of this story.
Okay.
The Prophet ﷺ said, "Nabbani al-Alim al-Khabir." He said, "Allah, the al-Alim, the Khabir, told me." And so, here is the difference between al-Alim and al-Khabir. So, I'm just gonna use this prop right now.
Okay.
Which is this cup? I move this cup. You can't see the cup except maybe one angle. Okay. So here, so I move this cup from this side of the table to this side.
Okay.
Everybody can see, and you have ilm, you have knowledge that I move this cup. But what's the reason why I did move this cup? to demonstrate. What was my intention when I moved this cup? Can you say for certain that you know why I did it?
Oh, I'm realizing now the story of Khidr.
This is a latif. Okay. Allah Azza wa Jal knows. It's a deeper knowledge. And so...
Wait, what does a latif mean?
Sorry, not a latif, al-khabir.
Okay.
And so it's a deeper, deeper knowledge. And so being al-khabir encompasses being al-alim.
Okay.
But al-alim, so isn't as encompassing as al-khabir. You can be alim without being khabir.
So it's the breadth of knowledge versus the depth of knowledge.
The breadth of knowledge versus the depth of knowledge. Very good. Yeah.
But then, so it's also kind of the case with Musa's travels with Khidr, right? Khidr is doing all these different things, but Musa doesn't know why he's doing it. And Khidr is like, stop asking questions.
Yes.
Same concept.
Yes.
Okay.
And hence at the end of Surah Al-Adiyat.
Okay.
Surah Al-Adiyat, Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ إِنَّ رَبَّهُمْ بِهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَخَبِيرٌ. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, and أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ, don't they know, إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ, when that which is in the graves is resurrected, the day of judgment, وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ, and that which is in the chests or in the hearts is extracted.
Okay.
Meaning intentions,
motives.
When all of that is extracted and presented.
All of the, there's a famous genre in storytelling. People from
Let me just finish the surah first.
Okay.
إِنَّ رَبَّهُمْ بِهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ لَخَبِيرٌ. That's the end of the surah. Allah says, verily, their Lord, bihim, is about them on the day of judgment or on that day, لَخَبِيرٌ. Allah is not just going to present our actions to us, but our motives and our intentions are going to be presented to us.
So just on that same subject in storytelling and in cinema and even just television, what in graphic novels, common genre from the surface as the outsider looking in, as a consumer, you will see, oh, it's a detective story. It's a who did it type of story, right? Mm-hmm. But from a story writer's perspective, when they're constructing the story and everything, for them, from the personal character journey, it's not about who did it. It's why was it done?
Or so they have to enter into the mind of this person.
Yes.
When they're creating his actions.
Yes.
You know, it reminds me of Stephen King. He has a book that I have here. It's called On Writing. And it's a well-known memoir of his. And he talks, it's funny. He says, when he's writing a story, he says, my favorite part about writing this story is just finding out what happens.
He's writing the story.
You think like yeah. I would go in and I'm creating, but he's like he's just going there and he's just letting the story tell itself, okay. Letting the characters.
So he really has a clear idea of who these characters are, what their motives are, and he's saying, okay, how does this play out?
Yeah, and he's just watching it play out as he writes it.
Okay,
you know. So, what do we take away from this khabir, Allah Azza wa Jal being al khabir? One is that Allah is. Khabir, Allah is aware of our actions, our good deeds. And so you increase your good deeds. There's everything that you do, Allah Azza wa Jal is aware of. Allah Azza wa Jal is khabir of our weakness. You know, the depth of His knowledge, even your weaknesses, even your exhaustion, your fatigue, even your doubts, Allah Azza wa Jal is aware of. And so He helps you, He assists you, He lifts you, He carries you. Allah Azza wa Jal is aware of your mistakes, even the ones that we've forgotten. You know, there's a powerful verse in Surah Al-Mujadila where Allah Azza wa Jal says, أَحْصَاهُ اللَّهُ وَنَسُوهُ. Allah encompassed it, He recorded it, and they forgot. And every single one of us, the majority of our sins, we've probably long forgotten, have no recollection of, right?
Yeah.
And Allah Azza wa Jal is aware, and so a person should have Tawbah and recognize that Allah Azza wa Jal is Al-Khabir and Allah Azza wa Jal is Al-Alim. And the last is Allah Azza wa Jal is Khabirun. He is aware of every plot, every plan, every, you know, people who are absolutely obsessed with Illuminati and all of these things, right? And there's a million different plans and yeah. plots that have been planned for hundreds of years by rich families and, you know, they're being enacted. Allah Azza wa Jal is aware of all of that. And, He is al-khabir. He knows the intention of things. He knows the reason why. And that's one of the, you know, in Surah Al-Fil, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, a kaid is a hidden plot.
Okay.
Allah says, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رُبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ
أَلَمْ يَجَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ
كَيْدَهُمْ. Allah, didn't Allah make their hidden plot misguided, right?
Oh, it's kind of like how for them it was about... Oh, he's going in as a response to them vandalizing
yes.
the cathedral. But in reality, that was the excuse that they needed to invade.
Exactly right.
Just like...
Anyway, so he had wanted to plan to destroy the Kaaba from the beginning. He wanted, after building this cathedral, he wanted the Arabs to shift their Hajj in his direction and go south.
Wouldn't he have to also compete with Al-Ta'if and their own...
They had nothing comparable to Mecca and Hajj.
They didn't have comparable to the Kaaba?
Nothing.
Okay.
There was nothing. There was no... There is
because
no,
Al-Ta'if was a rival city, and they also had, well, it was one city had Al-Lat and the other one had Al-Uzza, right?
They had nothing comparable to the Hajj in Mecca.
Fair enough.
So, you know, that was the big, you know, Hajj. And so he wanted to do that. And then this event happened that just gave him the pretense.
Gotcha.
And so he went. Okay. And so this is what we can share today with regards to Al-Khabir.
What's the takeaways?
The takeaway is all of these things that I just mentioned. That you increase your good deeds, you recognize that he is Al-Khabir, that you...
So don't be fooling yourself into thinking that...
There's anything that you can do, that even if you've forgotten it, and nobody on the earth sees it, and not only that, but it really calls you to be extremely vigorous in your introspection.
Okay.
Because who are you kidding? Even yourself, you can't kid. And that's why one of, you know, my shaykh, he said that the most comprehensive verse with regards to gender interactions is the verse in Surah Al-Qiyamah, where Allah Azza wa Jalla says, بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا وَلَوْ أَلْقَى مَعَذِيرًا. He says, rather a person is knowing of themselves, even if they cast forth every excuse. Meaning, at the end of the day, you can say a million different things about gender relations.
Okay.
Do this, don't do this, do this, don't
do
this.
Oh, but you know what's in your heart.
At the end of the day, you know why you're doing what you're doing.
Okay.
Everything from as simple as, you know, why you dressed the way that you dressed before you went out to that meeting, to why you sent that smiley face at the end of that comment, to بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا. You know what you're doing. And even at times...
Your subtle flirtations.
Yes, your subtle flirtations. At times you even kid yourself. Or you lie to yourself. But Allah Azza wa Jalla is Al-Khabir.
Okay.
All right. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muhammad wa alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam.